Hello, and welcome to Concussion Matters, a show about all things concussion, post-concussion syndrome, and other related topics. I'm your host, Jamie Uretsky, also known as Concussion Mom on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please subscribe to Concussion Matters on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Concussion Matters is for educational purposes only. For medical treatment, please consult your physician. Today's guest is Alex Herrera, CEO of Palm Organics, a Colorado-based CBD oil company. Palm Organics has a store in West Nyack, New York, and ships to all 50 states. They are planning to open more stores in other cities around New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Palm Organics is a family-owned and operated business, and they are committed to both their customers and community. Alex is here today to teach us all about CBD, hemp, and the endocannabinoid system. You can find Palm Organics, and organics is spelled with an X at the end, on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Palm Organics, and their Twitter handle is at Palm Organics. Welcome, Alex, and thank you for being here today. There's so much information out there about CBD, and it can get very confusing. So thank you for coming on today to explain it all to us so that we as consumers can make educated decisions.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm looking forward to learning a lot about this from you. First, let's talk about what exactly is CBD.
Sure. So CBD is one of over 113 cannabinoids that's found in the cannabis plant. And then the cannabis plant has two basic species. One is hemp, which is used primarily for CBD. And the other one is marijuana, which we all know from, you know, either smoking it or knowing somebody who smokes it, or it's now becoming wildly legal. But the main difference is that CBD produced from the hemp plant is very low in THC, which is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is what gets you high. And marijuana has high levels of THC. So basically hemp and marijuana are very similar, except for marijuana has high levels of THC and hemp has low levels of THC.
Okay, so you said over 113 cannabinoids?
Right. So there's the hemp plant and the marijuana plant have numerous cannabinoids. CBD is one of them. There's CBDN and CBDA, and THC is a cannabinoid. So there's all different cannabinoids, and they're all believed to have medicinal values, and they've been used for thousands and thousands of years for medicinal values.
Okay, so if there are over 113, why do we not talk about all of the other ones?
So, I mean, I think we do. I mean, some are known for their properties with sleep or, pain, but the most prominent cannabinoid is CBD, which is known to have the most medicinal benefits, and that's the one that people are concentrating on getting into their system for whether it's relaxation or focus or energy or stress, anxiety. That's the cannabinoid that's the desirable one.
One that's low in THC.
Right. So basically what they're doing is they're creating generally like a tincture, say, or a soft gel, and they're extracting the cannabinoids from the hemp plant, and they're reducing the THC levels, which is a psychoactive component, down to make it legal. So the Farm Bill Act, let's go back a little bit. So in there recently passed in January of last year was the Farm Bill Act, which made industrial hemp legal so long as it had less than 0.3% THC. So you can buy on a federal level, CBD is legal as long as the THC levels are less than 0.3%. So generally, people are using hemp to make CBD products because it inherently has lower levels of THC versus where marijuana has higher levels of THC. So what we like to say about CBD is it's all the medicinal values of medical marijuana without the negative psychoactive side effects. So you can take your kids to school, you can be drug tested, you can function in a normal day life, you can be a mom, you can be a dad, and you don't have to worry about walking around stoned or high or, having lots of THC in your system where you'll fail a drug test if you're a police officer, firefighter, government worker, or anybody, a professional athlete, anybody who gets tested for THC screening.
So I see sometimes that there's either that point, is it 0.3 or 0.03%?
Yeah, 0.03%, yeah.
So sometimes it has the 0.03%, sometimes it has 0%. So if it has the 0.03% and you get drug tested, will it still not show up?
Well, so that's a great, great question. And, I'm always cautious about sticking my neck out and saying you will or you won't. But what we did at Palm Organics was we decided to go with what's called a broad spectrum CBD product. So we decided, even though the government mandates that it's got to be 0.3% or less, we decided that we wanted to have zero THC in our product. So we decided we're going to take all the THC out of the product and we're going to deliver a CBD product that has no THC. And we're testing it numerous times to make sure it has no THC. That way, there is no risk of failing any type of drug screening for THC. And I will say this to you, Jamie. You know, there's lots and lots of – it was actually a great move for us, you know, doing a zero THC brand, because there's numerous people out there, whether it's a parent looking to give CBD to a child or a person for religious beliefs or a police officer that I mentioned earlier, anybody who gets drug tested, they just don't want to risk it. So we went with our supplier produces strictly a zero THC brand, and that's what we sell. And it's been hugely successful. And we think we give all the benefits of the CBD product without any risk of having any THC in your system.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about your company, Palm Organics, and the CBD that you use in your products and your various products, for example.
Sure. So we are a premium line of CBD products. We source only domestic USA grown hemp. It's organically grown. It's tested once by our manufacturer. So if you're a listener of this podcast and you're saying, like, how do I get a good quality product? Two things you should be looking for immediately, or three things. One is you're looking for USA quality grown hemp. You want to make sure that the supplier is testing the product. And when I say he's testing the product, he's not just testing it for to make sure the THC levels are 0.3% or less. We're also testing to make sure that there's no pesticides, no metals, no fillers. And more importantly, you're making sure you're testing for the efficacy of the THC. So of the CBD, you don't want to be buying 500 milligrams of CBD and you're only getting 100 milligrams. So you want to make sure it's tested by the supplier. And then a reputable retailer like Palm Organics will test it a second time. So that's called third-party lab testing. We'll send it out a second time to double check that everything the supplier is telling us is legit. We want to make sure that we're keeping him honest. So to answer your question, we sell premium CBD products. We sell tinctures, which are the oils that are commonly used. One of the more popular ways to take CBD. They're taken sublingually. We sell soft gels. We sell topicals. We sell gummies, which are very, very popular. We sell an energy drink. We sell a pet line. You know, we do all things CBD related. And it's just a question of what delivery system are you looking for to take it? Do you prefer a soft gel? Do you prefer a tincture? And, you know, all the products have different pluses or minuses to them. You know, tinctures are extremely fast acting, whereas soft gels might be a little slow to act, but they'll last a little longer. So it really comes down to is, you know, what is your preference for how do you want to take CBD? But we sell retail. We have a store at the Palisades Center Mall. We sell online at palmorganics.com. And we also sell, we have a robust wholesale business where we have spas and gyms and chiropractors and management centers that carry our brand and resell our products.
So you mentioned tinctures, soft gels, topicals, gummies, and the energy drink. So why would someone take a tincture as opposed to a soft gel or a gummy? Do they have different things in them to work differently?
Yeah, so great question. So generally speaking, we do add some different things. I'll get to that in a second. But generally, the CBD that's in our tincture is the same CBD that's in our soft gel. It's the same CBD oil that's in our gummy. So it's all the same in there. Now, we do a couple specialty blends. For example, we do a soft gel that we blend with melatonin, obviously for sleep. Melatonin regulates the sleep-wake cycle. We also do a soft gel with curcumin, which is part of the turmeric family. So we'll do a 25 milligram soft gel with CBD oil, and we'll blend that with curcumin, which is part of the turmeric family, which is a natural pain reliever. And then we'll also do some topicals that will mix in essential oils and camphor lotions, which is a pain reducer. But generally speaking, the core of the product is our signature CBD oil that we start out with as the foundation. But so people will take CBD different ways. So we generally tend to find that people that have what we call it the mental side equation of need for CBD. So those with, you know, looking to solve migraines or looking for support for sleep or anxiety or stress, they're tending to take the tinctures more so than the other products. And the reason we see that is because the tinctures are very, very fast acting. So if you're having a bad migraine or you're having some stress and anxiety, you basically take a tincture, you squirt it into your tongue, you hold it for 90 seconds, you swallow it, and it's pretty fast acting, say 15 or 20 minutes. Now, we also say the opposite of that would be we have a large community of people that take it for what we call joint and muscles, you know, support. So people with aches and pains and body aches, they're taking the soft gels. They're fully absorbable, but they last a little longer. You might get 10 or 12 hours of relief out of them. So if people are trading off basically a lot of times for how they want to try to, you know, improve their health and wellness, and they'll choose a tincture over a soft gel. And then people will also buy the gummies and say, you know what? I took 25 milligrams of tincture this morning. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I might take a 10 milligram CBD gummy now at the end of the day to put a little more CBD in my system. So it's a lot of it's just, you know, preference and what they're looking to try to gain in their health and wellness needs.
How long does a tincture usually last in the system?
So we like to say the tinctures usually last like 8 or 9 hours, and the soft gels we think are lasting around 10 to 12 hours.
Okay. And then the topicals, is that for bruising or muscle issues or?
Yeah. So, you know, we sell a lot of topicals that people are using for, they're having hand pain or they're having joint pain or they're looking for relief of it. We call it targeted relief. So it's a great way to take a lotion or a salve and apply it directly to what's hurting you. So if you're just having problem with, you know, tennis elbow, well, the topical is a great solution to just apply it directly to where you're having the pain. So those are wildly popular as well.
And do you have a recommended dosage for these products?
Yeah, so they say that the average person, so CBD is very individualistic, so people react differently to CBD. But generally speaking, there's lots of studies out there that say the average person does well with around 25 milligrams of CBD per day. So you're going to see people saying you need to take hundreds and hundreds of milligrams of CBD a day. That's BS. You know, you don't need to take that much. So we always tell people, you know, start slow and grow into it. So, you know, start with 15 or 20 milligrams and work your way up to 25. And now if you're having severe, you know, pain or severe issues, you may need to take a little bit more, but generally speaking, the average person is doing very well with around 25 milligrams a day.
And how do these interact with some pharmaceuticals that someone may be taking?
Yeah, so we always tell people, ask us that question all the time. And so we always say, you know, like any other supplement, please consult with your doctor before you start taking anything. But, you know, we always have them come back to us and they say, you know, my doctor said, absolutely. You know, remember, CBD comes from the cannabis plant. So it's a plant. It's natural. You can't take too much. You can't overdose on it. It's non-addictive. So it's we like to think of it as a very, very complementary way for your health system. So one thing that we've heard, though, is if you're on statins, then you should definitely be speaking to your doctor or your physician before getting on it. But we've never really had anybody come back and say, hey, you know, I'm on this XYZ medication and I shouldn't take it. And in fact, we're getting a lot of people that are on the mental health drugs that are trying to get off of those by coming on to CBD.
Okay. And now I've heard about hemp seed oil and hemp extract. What is the difference between those two things?
That's a super question. And I think you just pushed my my button here. So hemp seed oil is something that's been legal for, you know, decades, whereas CBD just became recently legal from hemp extract. So what's happening with the hemp seed oil is something you could have purchased 10 years ago and you could buy it 20 years ago at any specialty grocery store. And it's high in omega fats, but it's predominantly used for cooking and it's good for the skin. So what's happening is there are unscrupulous retailers out there that are selling hemp seed oil. So hemp seed oil comes from the actual seeds of the hemp plant and they press it and you get oil. CBD comes from the leaves, stems, and twigs of the plant. So the seeds are known to have, are believed to have little to no medicinal value, but they're very, very inexpensive to produce. So what's happening is people are taking hemp seed oil, they're squeezing it much like you would get grapeseed oil or olive oil, and they're bottling it up and they're putting a little marijuana leaf on a bottle and they're intentionally tricking you into thinking you're getting CBD product when in fact you're getting something you would most likely just be cooking with. So when people will come into our store and they say, oh, your bottle is $54, I buy mine on Amazon for $25. And I say, well, you're not buying CBD, you're buying hemp seed oil. And they'll say, no, I'm buying hemp. I say, you're buying hemp seed oil. And the reason I know that is Amazon does not permit the sale of CBD products or hemp products on their platform. So hemp seed oil is nothing to do with it. So what they're doing is they're just kind of tricking the consumer into buying it. So if anybody's listening here looking to buy their CBD or hemp extract on Amazon, it's not permitted to be purchased there and you're being tricked.
Why don't they permit it to be purchased?
Well, because CBD just recently became legal and there is, even though it's legal federally on the national level, you can buy CBD anywhere in the country federally. Some states have said, very few of them, I think South Dakota is one of them, it's illegal to purchase CBD products here and certain cities will put a moratorium on it. So Amazon has just not made it legal to purchase hemp-based products on their platform. And you see that in a lot of, you know, a lot of it has to do with the banking regulations. A lot of banks, since they're unclear on the regulation of it, are trying to stay away from the product.
Okay. We briefly touched on broad spectrum. So I know there's also full spectrum. Can you tell us the difference between those two things?
Yeah, of course. So full spectrum is the entire plant and all the cannabinoids, including THC, which is the component that gets you high. Broad spectrum is the entire plant minus the THC. So a broad spectrum product would have all the cannabinoids minus THC, and a full spectrum would have all of the cannabinoids, including THC. So again, broad spectrum is the product that we chose to represent and sell, as there is zero THC in it. And we find that there is an overwhelming demand for people that just want to avoid THC.
So when you say all the cannabinoids, that's the 113 cannabinoids?
Correct.
Okay. Can you tell us how CBD works in our body's endocannabinoid system?
Sure. So the body, every body, every mammal, including pets, has what's called an endocannabinoid system, as you mentioned. So the endocannabinoid system is the body's way of, like, for lack of a better word, bringing the body into a homeostasis or balance or healing itself. So the body has the ability to heal itself. So it's an endocannabinoid. So CBD comes from a plant. It's a phytocannabinoid. So basically what you're doing is you're taking the same cannabinoid system that's in the body coming from a plant, so phyto for plant, and you're putting it into the body. And you think about it as the body's trying to heal itself, and you're going to give it the, you know, the gas on the fire from these phytocannabinoids to supercharge the ability to heal itself. And that's the simple premise how it works. So the body's looking to heal itself through the endocannabinoid system, and you're taking a phytocannabinoid, which is the hemp plant, and the cannabinoids, and you're ingesting it into the body, and it's supercharging the body to heal itself quicker and get itself into a state of homeostasis and balance. Pretty cool, right?
Very, yeah, absolutely. So we talked a little bit about Amazon, and we can't buy it on Amazon. What about other websites? They're not regulated, or they are regulated?
Yeah, I mean, so there's so many people, you know, as you look at the landscape, this is like the gold rush, right? So people just all kind of just jumped into the CBD world. And the way we look at the CBD world is you have, you know, a dozen or two of the really significant large players in the space. And then you probably have 100 or two, you know, medium to upper size brands that are in it. And then there's a lot of mom and pops that just decided, hey, I want to get into the CBD business, and it's a gold rush. And so they're out there. And I think those are the ones you have to be careful about. There's lots of great brands, including Palm Organics. There's other really terrific brands out there that are obviously I would, wholeheartedly recommend as well. But there's a lot of brands that I would be looking to run the other way from. So I think you have to ask yourself, like, where is this, who's running this brand? Where are they sourcing their CBD? So that's really important because when you're sourcing your hemp, I would recommend to your listeners that you want to be purchasing hemp that's USA grown, because you can get hemp cheaper in Europe and you can get hemp cheaper in Asia, but those hemp plants tend to be both inconsistent in CBD levels and THC levels. So you might get a low, weak product in CBD with high THC levels. So what's happened is there's a lot of low-end retailers of CBD that are just trying to get the best price. So like I get phone calls and emails dozens a week of people saying, "Hey, Alex, I can get you your hemp cheaper." And I always say to them, "I'm not interested in cheaper. I'm interested in high quality hemp." So you have to be cognizant of who the retailer is, where are they sourcing their hemp from, are they lab testing it, does it come with quality assurances, is this being made in somebody's basement or is this being made by a professional company that's in the business? And so if somebody can't tell you some basic, if they can't answer some basic questions, like if I was a consumer, my first question would be is, where do you source your hemp from? And if the retailer can't tell you that, that's kind of a red flag. And if the answer is they get it from Asia, that would be another red flag. So you'd be looking for USA grown hemp. We get ours from Colorado. They do great work in the hemp space, but you could also buy Kentucky hemp is terrific. California, Oregon makes great hemp. And then you want to ask the next question is your supplier, is he lab testing that? Does your product come to you with reports that say this was tested and there's no metals and there's no, the THC levels are sufficient and the CBD levels are accurate? That's another thing you want to check for. And then the next thing you ask the question is, okay, now you as the retailer, do you test it as well? And to me, that's got to be, the most important question. If they're just saying, no, we take everybody's word for it, that this is what you get, that's kind of run the other way. So all the high-end brands, ourselves included, are buying USA hemp. They come with lab reports, and then we test it a second time. We then take that information, Jamie, and we put it on the bottle in a QR code. You can scan it, and you'll see all those reports. If you come to our store, the reports are readily available, and on the website, there's a whole section that shows every one of our lab reports for every one of our products. So those are like, that's how you ensure you're getting yourself a high quality product.
Okay. And again, from what I've learned from you today, we have to make sure it's hemp extract and not hemp seed oil.
Correct. You want to be going with the hemp-based product, and you stay away from anything that has the word seed in it, because that'll be nothing better than, you're better off putting that on your salad than putting it into your body for medicinal value.
Tell me a little bit about what you have coming up for Palm Organics.
So we have, so we are continuously looking to expand our line. So we have some differentiating products. So I think what everybody's looking for, we cover all the bases as far as we have tinctures, which are hugely popular. We do soft gels, which are hugely popular, and topicals. But we're doing a really great gummy, which is we've been able to kind of come up with a really good blend of taste and quality. Some of them taste really bad, and so that's kind of a hard thing to do, but we have a great supplier of those. Our pet line, we're looking to launch. We do a pet chew, and we can talk about pets if you like, but pets
Sure.
generally, our veterinarian recommends 2 milligrams of CBD per 25-pound a dog. So we do a pet chew that's 2 milligrams. We do a pet tincture, which you can add directly to the kibble. I think you're going to ask me why do pets need CBD, and the most common reasons are separation anxiety. You go to work and the dog freaks out. Loud noises, thunder would be another reason people are giving the dogs people giving dogs CBD. And then as they get older, just like joint mobility and flexibility. We've had clients say to us that their dog is 10 and he couldn't really move so well, and now he runs around like a puppy. So it's very popular for pets. We're going to be adding a bacon flavored tincture. So everybody likes bacon, including dogs, obviously. And so we're going to continue to add. We're looking to add a roll-on topical. We've got some feedback that people would like to be able to put a topical on without getting it on their hands themselves, whether they're golfers or, tennis players. So we're just continuing to add to our line. We're looking at maybe opening some additional stores. And we continue to grow our brand online. So, I mean, a great way to deal with our product is, You know, we one of the things that we always wanted to build our business around was, let's buy a great quality product, but let's give great customer service. So the industry is known for many cases, not generalization, but there's a lot of brands out there with poor customer service, slow shipping times, blah, 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 blah. So us, on the other hand, if you order before 3:30, we will ship it the same day. We ship it for free. You'll get your product in 2 or 3 days anywhere in the country. We give a 30-day money-back guarantee. And any questions that are emailed to us will be answered in 24 hours. And if the phone rings, we answer the call and talk to the consumer. So we run a high-touch, white-glove model, which we feel is important because a lot of consumers have questions for us. So, you know, we get calls all the time. You know, hey, this is Susan from Palm Springs, California. And, you know, I'm having a hard time moving on the tennis court. What do you recommend? You know, so we're here to answer questions, and we love talking to consumers. And we pride ourselves on giving great customer service.
Do you have an online chat where someone can ask a question online?
So we've been looking at that robot. We've been looking at robot options, and we haven't decided whether we think people will like that, or it's too busy, or people get offended. So we're kind of still looking into it. So today the answer is no, we do not have a robot that says, you know, how may I help you? But it's in the mix of something we might be adding. But right now we just encourage people to just contact us at, you know, info@palmorganics.com or sales@palmorganics.com. You know, we have a whole staff of people that read them and they get back to you quickly. Or feel free to call the phone. And, you know, all this information is available on our website, which is www.palm, as in palm leaf, P-A-L-M, organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X with an X, palmorganicswithanx.com.
And if you go to the website, you will see that you have 39 reviews, all 5 stars.
Yeah, right. And that's because, and thank you for pointing that out. But yes, we do have very, very happy customers. And, you know, we make sure that we take good care of them. And then the product speaks for itself. We have so many people that come in and say, like, you know, I wasn't able to do this, and I'm using your product, and I can't believe it. Now I'm this. We had a girl come in and say that she had trouble walking, and she was afraid she couldn't dance at her sister's wedding. And all of a sudden she says she feels like she's a teenager. So we see that and hear that all the time. And, you know, that's why we're really in the business. We love helping people, and we love helping people feel better.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time and for coming on Concussion Matters today. I've really learned a lot from you, so I appreciate it.
Jimmy, it was my pleasure. And if I can be of any help, please reach out to us.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today's episode of Concussion Matters. I hope you found this information helpful. Thank you to my guest, Alex Herrera, CEO of Palm Organics, a Colorado-based CBD oil company with a store in West Nyack, New York, and they ship to all 50 states. You can find them online at www.palmorganics.com. And again, organics is spelled with an X at the end. They are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Palm Organics, and their Twitter handle is @PalmOrganics. Just a reminder that Concussion Matters is a tool used to aid in the education and awareness of concussions and to provide general information about concussions and concussion education and management. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next month with another episode of Concussion Matters. Don't forget to subscribe to Concussion Matters on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me at www.concussionmom.com and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @ConcussionMom.